Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran already threatening to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on it. President Biden linking Iran to the drone attack on a base in Jordan that left three U.S. service members dead. The U.S. says it will retaliate amid fears additional strikes could further inflame the region. The House Homeland Security Committee voting along party lines to send articles of impeachment to the full House for a vote. They're not against a president, though. They're against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even the lawyer that defended Donald Trump in his very first impeachment trial says the grounds on which Republicans are trying to impeach Secretary Mayorkas on are unconstitutional and vague. But still, Republicans are moving forward with a rare move that we haven't seen in 150 years.
That's ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The heads of major social media companies, including Meta, Snapchat, and TikTok, expected on Capitol Hill today to tell a Senate committee what they're doing to protect underage kids on their platforms. This is ABC News. A new health alert from the CDC. It now says syphilis cases are up sharply, the numbers nationwide, the most since the 1950s. Experts blame a drop in the use of condoms and a shortage of drugs to treat it. The Angelos family, owners of the Baltimore Orioles for the past 30 years, have apparently struck a deal to sell.
The Baltimore Orioles are reportedly being sold for $1.725 billion. The team has not commented yet on the report. This deal comes just months after Angelos and Governor Wes Moore finalized a 30-year contract for the team to stay in Baltimore. This sale must be approved by MLB owners, who are scheduled to meet next week. Valerie Preactor, ABC News, Baltimore.
Taylor Swift may not be heard much on TikTok soon. Same for Billie Eilish and Bad Bunny. Universal Music Group now says its licensing deal with the social network has expired. Universal says TikTok wasn't willing to pay enough to keep the music on the platform. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants in Medford give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt direct at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants. You come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin judge rules that state regulators can force factory farms to get permits before they get rid of pollutants. But the judge says state law calls for maintaining the integrity of Wisconsin's water. Two ambulance workers who could not find a woman who slipped, fell, and hit her head and died in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago will not be punished.
Because they didn't do anything wrong. The EMS system here worked as designed. You have to understand that false alarms are a common thing in the EMS system, particularly at bus stops.
Jim Baker is CEO of Curtis Ambulance. The crew that responded to Jolene Waldrop's 911 call has been cleared of negligence after an internal investigation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette makes it 5 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost 5 in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a 5-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So had a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers, says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. The Butternut girls get a conference win over Mercer last night, 47-38. The Winter girls topped Cornell, 75-59. And the Prentice girls get a non-conference win last night over Northland Lutheran, 71-51. Hockey, Lakeland topped Rhinelander, 5-1. Spooner defeats Team Seal in hockey last night by a score of 8-1.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Let's take a look at your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow as if we move into the month of February. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Tomorrow, the barbecue chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, sliced carrots, and fruit fluff. Your locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Brantwood, Cannon, Ogama. Reach out to Price County Senior Dining at 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I find it a bit humorous that Dave Gens uses maggots when he's fishing for walleyes. Most of us are pulling out sucker minnows or shiners, and he's using maggots. I'll tell you how he's setting that up, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Yes, Dave Gens, a freshwater fishing Hall of Famer, uses maggots when he's fishing for walleyes. You know, those colored maggots, the red ones, the blue ones. What he does is he takes a large spoon. It's not that he's using a very small lure. I mean, you'd use a small lure with a maggot or two for a panfish. But now we're fishing for walleyes. These are game fish. So you want to use a bigger spoon, something in the half-ounce range, maybe even three-quarters of an ounce, especially if those walleyes are deeper. You want something that's flashy, something that gets their attention. They might be attracted into this spoon from a distance if the water clarity is good. And he doesn't use one or two maggots. He's using a lot of maggots. He'll literally load that treble hookup on each one of those barbs with a lot of those little maggots. And he sends it down and uses a lot of action on that spoon to get them up there. I think the maggots are just basically something that gives the lure some scent and makes it a little bit more pleasing to the walleyes that want to eat it. So try it out. Maggots for walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot a pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
It's 8:14. Another edition of Reality Radio begins. We got a lot of local events to talk about here coming up in the month of February. So hang on for that. Couple of chances for you to throw some snowballs or snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown with $25 gift certificates to a lot of area businesses. So we'll give you a couple chances for you to play along with that coming up twice here, probably before 9:15 or so. We've got Craig in here from Bader's Sports Center to talk a little bit about the outdoors, the ice fishing, whatever else happens. Craig, we'll slide that mic over there for you. How are we doing, Mr. Bader?
We're doing good this morning.
All right. Recovered from the big Winterfest weekend. It was, you know, for not having any snow and snowmobiling, it wasn't too bad.
Where we were standing at the store, there was a lot of fishermen out on Lake DeRoy. So I don't know how the other lakes fared with fishermen out there, but heard some nice fish were getting caught.
And most of them stayed somewhat dry, huh?
Well, there was one guy that came in, he was wet halfway up to his knees, so he'd been waiting.
Pick your spots out there. It's only going to get worse this week, but still, there should be enough ice from that cold snap we had. If people are careful, they should be able to go out and have a little success out there, right?
Well, that's the thing, is just be careful, because that ice is going away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 47 and some sunshine this afternoon. That's not going to help out anything at all.
That'll chew it up.
Yep, exactly. All right. Well, we got some fun things going on at Bader's. If people want to swing by in Phillips there, right next to Pick and Save, right?
Well, we got a couple things going on. We just put in our crossbow order, and the new 2024 crossbows will be showing up here. So we're going to clear out the 2023s. I got some good pricing on them. I can't tell you what the pricing is, but stop in and make you a good deal, and they're all full factory warranty. So,
all right. Anything new and exciting technology-wise or anything in the crossbows, or just kind of updated models? Or
well, updated models, and 10 Point this year has come out with a crossbow that will shoot 515 feet per second. So we're getting one of those in. I don't have a price on that yet, but between 10 Point and Raven, they're competing to see how fast they can get one going.
So what advantage does that give you, shooting at 515 feet per second as a crossbow hunter or whatever? What does that give you? What edge does that have for you?
Well, it gives you a little more range, and the deer's less likely to jump the bolt when it gets there.
Okay.
But yeah, they're quick.
Yeah. So that'll go out a long ways, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So check that out at Bader's. Again, the last year's models, moving those out to make room for the new ones, which will be coming in here. So if you're into the crossbows and stuff, go on down there to Bader's. Talk to Craig and the folks about your next crossbow and the latest technology there. All right. What else we got going on there, Craig?
Well, just one other thing. We do have a 15-yard range, so if somebody wants to come down and take a look at a crossbow, they can shoot it. We'll show them how to get her going and take a few shots with it, just to see how they feel. And then one other thing we're doing during the month of February, we have our Scent Lock clothing we're going to be selling all month long. If you buy a match set of the Scent Lock clothing, we're going to give you an additional $50 off.
Okay.
And we have some mismatched and discontinued camo styles down there. They're green tagged. Buy one of those, we'll give you an additional $10 to $20 off on that.
All right. So the Scent Lock, what's the tech? I've often heard about that, but the technology behind that, is it kind of keep your scent away from the animal, the deer, whatever it may be, a little bit better? Is that what it works?
Yeah, that's how it's carbon-based, I believe.
Yeah,
if you're out there hunting and it's really warm and you're sweating, deer aren't going to smell you.
Yeah, yeah. But occasionally you still got to shower, you know. You can't just go out.
Yeah, there comes a point.
That's what they always say, you know. I was at the bar last night and smelled like cigarette butts and whiskey, but I got my scent, my deer pee on to cover that up. But yeah, obviously it does help, and that can be very important in being successful out in the woods and hunting, is covering up that scent. All right, so check out those savings at Bader's, and if folks are ice fishing, we got a lot of ice fishing tournaments going on here in February. I think if we can hang on to this ice, should be a good month for them.
Well, I just heard on the radio on the way up here, down southern part of the state, well, central part of the state, they canceled the ice fishing tournament for Battle on Bagel. So,
okay.
Again, I can only tell people, if they're going out on the ice, be careful.
Just be very, very careful, yeah. And there are precautionary measures they can take as far as stuff they can wear that's floatable, right?
There are flotation suits available. If you're going out fishing, go with a buddy. So if one of you gets in trouble, you got some help. Carry some ice picks, a rope, even a personal flotation device.
Yeah.
Just something that you go in and get back out.
It doesn't take long, and it's hard to get out.
Yes.
That's the big thing. It's just hard to get your hands up and get back out again, no matter how big the hole is or small or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And again, like we mentioned last time, I don't think any of the big shacks are out there. People are kind of just you know, doing the old little pop-up and stuff like that, right?
Well, surprisingly enough, okay. I saw a couple of permanent shacks out on DeRoy. They didn't leave them out there, but yeah, a lot of pop-ups. And I saw people driving out there with small trucks and SUVs. And I was talking to some of the guys, you know, 9 inches of ice, not safe to be driving on.
Yeah, don't tell your insurance agent you're doing that. They might not have anything to do with it.
No, no. And it's pricey to get a vehicle out of the ice.
Oh, goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. All right, so swing on by Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. You can check out the, like you said, the crossbows at 24s will be coming in. Good deals on the old, on the models from 2023. And it doesn't, for snowmobilers, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen this year, Craig.
No, and that's...
It looks like this is not going to happen.
Yeah, the economy, well, up here too, I'm sure, is the bars and the restaurants and gas stations, all the stores are hurting because we're not getting the tourists up here for snowmobiling, unfortunately.
Yeah. Maybe we could just take, maybe we can have a conversion on a snowmobile where we could just have, where you could have little bike tires on the outside and you can just float above the...
Yeah, somebody will come up with that.
Something to make up for the fact that we don't have any snow. All right, so Bader's right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Craig and the folks here are there for you. Fourth generation store that started way back in... What, late 1800s or
1888.
So? 1888, the origination of it. Incredible, incredible. All right, Craig, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you very much.
Craig from Bader's, we got 821, 822. We'll do a little snowball throw down here in just a moment.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
All right, we got Bucks basketball back on the air for you tonight. They will travel to take on Portland. Got a late one. That's going to be a 9 o'clock tap, and that's going to be close to midnight before they wrap up that contest tonight. So get a nap in if you're going to stay up and listen to that one. Maybe as you lay in bed and doze off, you can tune on 98Q and catch part of that Bucks game on the radio as you snooze or doze off tonight. Hopefully Doc Rivers and the boys can get things together and get the Bucks moving in the right direction. They're still sitting as the 2 seed in the East. Boston's looking pretty good right now. The Bucks are like 4.5 games back. So it looks like things may go through Boston when it comes to the playoffs. Let's do some snowball throwing. What do you say? We've got $25 gift certificates that we want to put in your hand. Caller 4 right now. You're going to have a chance to pick the Gunner and be a winner. It's pretty, very simple. It's not taxing. There will be no hard trivia questions. Well, maybe a couple. But nothing difficult about it. If you haven't won yet, you're in. So everybody but Tracy, Gary, Connie, Larry, you're out. You guys know you won. Everybody else, you're good. Caller 4 at 715-762-3221. We'll do a little spin of the wheel and see if we can't make you a winner. We've got the Bobbers Fishery coming up. We mentioned with Craig a little bit ago about ice fishing and stuff. You can come to Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut this Saturday from 7 to 5. And they've got the Winterfest Fishery going on Butternut Lake. $5 ticket to fish for sale at Bobbers on the Lake and at St. Croix Butternut Feed. There's a lot of kids prizes with this event. There's cash payout for the top 3 lakes. It'll be 100% payout. Also, walleye, northern perch, crappie. There will be, it's a catch and release. There will be a catch and release raffle Not sure how that works, but I'm sure you do. So that's Bobbers on the Lake this coming Saturday. The weather is certainly going to be very nice for that event for this Saturday. All right. Let's, we'll get to our caller here in just a moment here as we play our snowball throwdown in just a second. Another ice fishing tournament I'll let you know about. And thanks to Kathy for letting us know about it. Is the in memory of Klaus Kratke, is headquartered the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree is another one to take in. And we'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. All right, here we go. We got some serious phone line issues going on at the station, so we apologize to you. All right. You are going to be our contestant. Who is this? Who's this? All right. Oh, hang on. Hey, are you there? Hello. All right, we lost him. So we're still looking for caller 4, 715-762-3221. So go ahead, dial it up. Dial it up. Next one in. I need, yeah. Try it again. He's going to have a lot of chances to win, so don't worry if something happens there where you get disconnected. We've got 17 different sponsors, each providing a couple of $25 gift certificates. All right, let's try this again. Here we go. Hey, who's this?
Jerome.
How you doing today, Jerome?
Good.
You guys got the lawn chairs and the suntanning lotion out there at Camp Longshot in this mild weather?
No.
Man, this is something. This is kind of nice, though, when you do what you guys do. You're out and about moving around on the farm. This is... This makes life a little easier, doesn't it?
Yes.
Very simple response. Very nice there. All right, Juro, here we go. Let's see what we're going to win today. Jack's Corner Bar. $25 gift certificate to Jack's Corner Bar for you there, Mr. Janicek. All right, your job now is to pick Gunner A or Gunner B. Which one is all sighted in, Mr. Janicek, is going to make you a winner?
B.
He says it's B with some confidence. Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Ow!
Yes, sir!
Son of a nutcracker!
Yeah! You got her! Yeah! I like that winning bell. All right, Mr. Janicek, $25 to Jack's Corner Bar. How about, what do you think about that?
Good.
Good. All right. What else you got going on today? Anything else you want to talk about?
Beautiful weather, and I'm glad for it.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Oh, are you going to have any pick'em for the Super Bowl?
We'll see if we can't conjure something up. We got a week on that, don't we? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do something. I'll find something. We'll have a little fun with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Janicek, congratulations to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jerome, he got himself a $25 gift certificate to Jack's Corner Bar. That's pretty good. I messed up. I moved around all my liners for the snowball thing, so I wanted to play this.
If you two want to knock each other's brains out with snowballs, kindly leave me out of it.
All right, that was supposed to be earlier. So we'll play again coming up here in the next hour or so. And a chance for you to win some fabulous prizes. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors for making this possible. And just to add a little fun, a little excitement to this winter of 2023-24 around the corner pub in Mercer. The Big Dipper, Cabin Creation, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, along with Fraser Mercantile in Catawba. And who else? We got gift certificates also we're going to be giving away from Ross's Sports Shop. We did one of those already. Great Northern Motel and the Wolf's Den, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Panasia Oriental Market here in Park Falls. Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber has a couple of $25 Chamber Buck certificates. Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff, and the BC Auto Repair in Prentice. So stay tuned next couple of weeks. Everybody, once you win, you're out. We will let you back in later on, but we're going to give everybody a chance to win something, and then we'll let you back in to try to win for a second time a little bit later. We're going to talk about a very special event coming up in Phillips this weekend. We have, speaking of Ross's Sports Shop, Mr. John Carlson. How are you doing there, John?
Hey, not too bad, Joel. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you surviving this weird, weird winter?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It's really nice for living up here in this and not shoveling so much snow, but it kind of hurts business a little bit here at the shop. So,
yeah. You know. Yeah, and it's just kind of weird to look out your window and just see grass here in the late January. It's just bizarre.
Right, right. Yeah, usually it's a sea of white, and now it's just kind of brown.
I think this may cause a new hybrid of snowmobiles to be created, one where you push a button and wheels come on the bottom and elevate your sled about 4 inches, and you can just go.
Yeah, they're going to have to bring the old bogey wheels back instead of slides.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we got you on here to talk a little bit about an event coming up this weekend, right, John?
Yeah, we're having a fundraising breakfast for the Team SEAL shooting team, and it is at South Fork. It would be Saturday, Sunday, February 4th at South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, and it's from 8 to noon, and all the proceeds goes to the shooting team. And our shooting team is kind of, it's made up of two separate teams. There's a clay target shooting team that shoots mostly trap, but we shoot some sporting clays and some other clay target events as well. We shoot them here in Phillips at the trap range, the Phillips Area Sportsman's Club trap range. And then we travel to some away meets too. There's a state meet we go to Wisconsin Rapids for, and then some of the kids go to nationals. And this breakfast helps fund all that. And then we do have a steel target team too. They shoot 22 rifles and pistols at steel silhouette targets. I'm one of the coaches for the clay shooting team. So yeah.
Yeah, this has become a very popular sport, and your team invites in members from area schools, right?
Yeah, it's basically Butternut, Phillips, the Schwamigan School District, and Prentice is involved. So it's pretty much countywide, and it's you know, it's a really good opportunity. The kids kind of gel together from each school district, and it's a really, really cool team.
Yeah, what's cool about it is that it's a sport. Jim Nesbitt started the team here, and it doesn't really intrude upon other things that kids are doing sports-wise and at school, because a lot of the stuff is, there's some Saturday stuff, but there's Sunday stuff, so it's kind of a nice add-on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mostly Sunday afternoons is when we shoot, and we don't have to travel to do any of our conference shooting. It's all done right in Phillips at the trap range. Sunday afternoons, and you know, we shoot head to head against another team that's shooting at their own trap range. We do have a home shoot that's in Harshaw, that is a big shoot that we have. We travel over to Harshaw, and it is actually our home shoot, but it's a trap and a sporting clay shoot, so we don't have a sporting clays range here, so we could utilize the Harshaw range for that. That's another good money raiser for us.
Yeah, and they can do, I mean, kids can do the local ones, and if they can advance however far they want. There's some that go all the way to nationals, there's some that just kind of do the local ones, right?
Yeah, yep, and it's by age group, and any kid can compete, the boys and the girls, and it's, you know, it's more of a skill level and an age group type thing, and, you know, any kid can compete, and all the kids go to state, and anybody can go to nationals, so it's a really cool thing.
It's a good preparation for that first buck you see too, because right. When you first buck you see, you know, your heart's pumping, and yeah, and I think this competitive side of this a little bit, I think probably makes kids better hunters and just better sportsmen.
It does. It helps them. It definitely helps them be better shots if they're out there in the gross woods or duck hunting. It definitely helps them with that.
Yeah. So Sunday at South Fork. South Fork is famous for this breakfast. They really put on a nice spread out there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. There's pancakes and French toast, and they have some cinnamon rolls that are to die for, and, you know, sausage, eggs, and hash browns, too. And there's raffles there, too. We have some nice baskets, and we're going to be selling raffle tickets on those as well.
All right, so drive out to Lugerville, 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday. It's $10. Kids 5 and under are going to eat for free and supporting the Team Seal shooting team. All right.
And there's going to be coaches and athletes there, too. So if anyone's interested in supporting the program or joining the program, we're going to be there to talk to. So.
All right. All right, John. Very good. Thank you so much for your work on this program. Very, very, very nice. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, John. Good to talk to you. John Carlson, down at Ross's Sports Shop is where he hangs out. And you can always talk to him there, too, if you want to, and his guide service. So that is going on Sunday at South Fork. They've been doing that breakfast as fundraisers for organizations for years, and they really do a nice job out there. So thanks to Goebbels and the folks out there for being supporters of that event. We have news, and then we'll get to our birthdays. If you have a birthday, 715-762-3221. We'll get to that in just a moment after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran already threatening to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on it. President Biden linking Iran to the drone attack on a base in Jordan that left three U.S. service members dead. The U.S. says it will retaliate amid fears additional strikes could further inflame the region. The House Homeland Security Committee voting along party lines to send articles of impeachment to the full House for a vote. They're not against a president, though. They're against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even the lawyer that defended Donald Trump in his very first impeachment trial says the grounds on which Republicans are trying to impeach Secretary Mayorkas on are unconstitutional and vague. But still, Republicans are moving forward with a rare move that we haven't seen in 150 years.
That's ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The heads of major social media companies, including Meta, Snapchat, and TikTok, expected on Capitol Hill today to tell a Senate committee what they're doing to protect underage kids on their platforms. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Doctors say measles is making a comeback in Wisconsin. Around two dozen cases were recorded in December. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination against measles in the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's due partly to more families getting exemptions from state vaccination requirements. Governor Evers says the legislative redistricting maps he vetoed yesterday were not the maps he proposed, despite Republican claims to the contrary.
What they put together is not my maps. If they were my maps, I certainly would have signed it.
Republican lawmakers tweaked Evers' proposal to protect GOP incumbents. Wisconsin's new maps will likely be drawn by the state Supreme Court this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette with a win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a victory over Villanova. 85-80, Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Baseball, the Brewers general manager Matt Arnold says he's excited. They were able to sign first baseman Rhys Hoskins in free agency from the Phillies.
We couldn't be more thrilled to have Rhys here. And I think we talked about kind of over the course of the offseason, you know, this was the kind of player that we were looking for. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has a long track record of being a really, really good hitter. He's had some huge hits in really big games. That's what we're looking for.
NFL Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark has been named to the Pro Bowl. I asked him, how could they have dominated the 49ers offense through 3.5 quarters and let the game slip away?
Yeah, I feel like we did that pretty much the whole game. The last, what, 6 minutes of the game. It's tough.
It's the Packers' Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
And we've got some birthdays here. Joel and Austin has showed up. Look at that. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired. Enjoying the weather, though.
47 today. I wouldn't be surprised if we could close to 50 once the sun comes out this afternoon.
That is unnatural this time of year.
It's making my brain think that all this talk of climate stuff might be something to it.
There might be, because if you notice, like, even last year we were really delayed with the snow, but this year it just didn't show up at all.
Not at all. It doesn't look like it's going to show up quick enough to give us any snowmobile trails, you know.
Unfortunately, March, for local businesses.
March and April, you never know. I think we got a 30-inch storm coming in March, I predict. At some point.
It's the only reason it's not here yet is because it's biding its time. It's waiting for us to let our guard down, maybe think about putting the shovels away, and then it'll hit us.
The precipitation is in the U.S. California is getting nailed with like 4 or 5 inches of rain today and then like a foot of snow up in the upper elevations. So everything just kind of tracking to the southern part of the U.S. and nothing's making its way up.
I mean, they can keep it. It's just a matter of, I would like some snow to get the snowmobile trails up and running. Businesses need them.
And what's a concern is once the spring and summer season come, I mean, this is a lot of moisture that normally melts into the ground for our growing season. Now, all of a sudden, we don't have it.
That's true.
So either one of two things is going to happen. We're going to have a really dry spring and summer, or we're going to get dumped on with a lot of rain in, you know, April and May and stuff like that. So one of the two.
Normally, I'm not a fan of rain, but for the sake of the crops, I might hope for it.
Yeah, because like I said, you look at last year, we had over 100 inches of snow. So all that melted into the ground and, you know, made for a real good growing season last season. This year, that's not there.
No.
It's not there.
There's nothing.
Yeah. Birthdays. We've got Tyler Hubbard, the Florida Georgia Line guy. He is 37 today. Justin Timberlake. What do you think of when I say Justin Timberlake?
I mean, obviously, like everybody does, there's immediately trolls, but... I knew of him before he made it to that movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a very talented
young man. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very talented singer. And anytime you get somebody of celebrity status like him, he started out in the Mickey Mouse Club as a young kid, and then with NSYNC, you know, so the boy band thing always gets bashed, you know, with NSYNC. And it's just a natural thing. If you're Justin Timberlake, if you're Taylor Swift or whatever, people like to hate on people who are really good at what they do.
That's what they do.
It's just social media. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I was surprised he's only 43, though.
I know. It seems like he should be a little older.
I mean, the Mickey Mouse Club, that wasn't... It seemed like... When I think Mickey Mouse Club, I think of like 50s and 60s of like really old.
But now, his was probably closer to, I want to say, late 80s, early 90s.
Right. Had to have been. So he's born in 1981, so probably mid-late 80s he would have been. A youngster in the Mickey Mouse Club. Kerry Washington, the actress from Django Unchained, and others, 47 today. Bobby Moynihan, the comedian, Saturday Night Live and others, 47. Portia de Rossi, P-O-R-T-I-A, Portia de Rossi. Hmm. See, if you ever wanted to change your first name, that'd be a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, Portia.
Yeah, but then I have to go with everybody saying, like the car. No, it's spelled differently.
Yeah, P-O-R-T-I-A.
And that is a Porsche, not a Porsche.
And she is an Australian actress. and she's 51 today. I wonder if they did it just for the endorsement possibilities.
Probably.
Even though it's spelled different.
I used to know a girl actually called Portia.
54. You did? Northern Wisconsin, actually?
Yep. Used to go to the high school.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I do remember that.
Yep.
Name. Yes. Portia. Yes. 54 for Minnie Driver today. She's an actress, the English actress. Who else here? Danny Motor, the Mr. Julia Roberts. So Julia Roberts' husband.
Hmm.
See, that'd be a good gig. See, I could do that. I could do that being the spouse of a huge celebrity where it's just like, all the attention's over there. I'm all right over here. I'll just eat the shrimp and the crab. I'm good.
Yep. Just invite me to the parties and we'll all be fine.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be the wallflower.
And I get to hang out with Julia Roberts. So it's just, you know, life is tough. 55 for Mr. Julia Roberts, Danny Motor. Kelly Lynch, the actress from Charlie's Angels and others, is 65. Anthony LaPaglia, the Australian actor, 65. Jonathan Banks, actor, 77. Nolan Ryan, pitching legend, 77. One of the first guys to consistently throw the ball upper 90s, close to 100 miles an hour. And they say that he could still throw pretty good even into his 50s and 60s. I don't know, at 77. It'd be fun to get Nolan Ryan on a mound right now to see at the age of 77 what he
could
do. Poor
guy, probably fall over, bust a hip.
Hang on, careful now. People who are 77 are listening just like that.
We're going to get a bunch of angry calls.
Yeah, they're coming.
If they can work the phone.
But no, I mean, I'm 57, and if I had to step on a mound right now and throw a pitch, it would hurt. It would hurt.
We're not even going to talk about me here. You know, 19, can't throw a pitch.
Well, I've thrown thousands and thousands in my life, and my arm would not make that motion very well right now. 77 for Nolan Ryan. Glenn Turman, the factor for TV's, the actor from TV's House of Lies and The Wire, is 77.
A lot of 77 today.
Yeah. Who else is celebrating here? We got Jessica Walter, actress, TV's Arrested Development, born on this day, 1941, passed in 21. Ernie Banks, Baseball Hall of Famer, born on Mr. Cub, they call him, 1931 he was born, passed in 2015. Norman Mailer, the author, from the Naked and the Dead, The Armies of the Night, The Executioner's Song, born on this day, 1923, passed in 2007. And Jackie Robinson, he broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. He's the one credited for it. People say there's others that may actually have been the one, but he's the big star that made it through with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947, and he earned his place in the Hall of Fame with exceptional baseball skills. Jackie Robinson Day, they celebrate that every day, every year in baseball, and I think the number 42, I believe it is, yeah, is retired at every single baseball stadium in the major leagues. So Jackie Robinson, born on this day, 1919. He passed in 1972.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 90AQ Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little patchy fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here as we head into the afternoon. High today, it's going to be mild, up to 45 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 41 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
All right. We got a lot of stuff people have sent us, Austin, of events going on around the area. And we're hoping that this weather doesn't get too crazy for these ice fishing tournaments. But the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree in memory of Klaus Kratke is headquartered out of the Donner's Bay Resort up on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this will be on February 24th, February 24th. So still a little ways out for that one.
And if you're not sure where that is, it's just off of Iron County's Highway FF between Butternut Mercer. Look for Hiawathi Road.
Yeah, they usually have it signed pretty good out there. I was up there a few years ago for the event, but they do a fabulous job with that.
I only remember that address because I just read that one.
All right. I was going to say, that's pretty good. I was going to say, you either read that one or you had a girlfriend up there. One of the two.
One is significantly more likely than the other.
Things that we remember. Why can't I find the slip on the event for this Saturday?
Come on, Joel. I thought you were a professional.
The Kraut and Dumpling and Sauerkraut event going on this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, is it the Knights, I thought?
Yeah. It's in here somewhere. I don't know where I put it, though.
We at 98Q Country are totally professional and don't ever lose our papers.
I've got some free tickets for it that I'll mention to you in just a little bit here. But tonight, the pot for the 52-card Progressive 50-50 drawing at the Park Falls American Legion is up to $15,453. We're starting to get up there a little bit here. So the drawing's at 7:30. Doors open at 6 or before. Complimentary snacks and beverages available for purchase. So that's every Wednesday at the Legion here in Park Falls. They're doing a Fifield American Legion is doing their annual Super Bowl breakfast at the Country Cafe on Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have all you can eat for $9. And those darn kids under five, they're all going to take us down, aren't they? Nah. Because they're eating for free.
Freeloaders.
What if like three busloads of just five-year-olds showed up?
I would question, where on earth did you get three busloads of five-year-olds? And how'd you make it here?
I'm not saying, there's no other description that can go with it. There's no other comment that can be made about it. I'm just saying that three busloads of five-year-olds showed up. What are you going to do?
Panic, because you suddenly have five-year-olds everywhere.
They could be the demise of this country, five-year-olds. So
plotting against us.
That's at Country Cafe on Sunday, February 11th. Toilet seat races are coming Saturday, February 17th. Oh, they're coming. You had questions about this? Everyone has questions about the toilet seat races, unless you've been there. The Snow Bears and the Glidden Fire Department is doing this at the Town of Jacobs Town Hall Saturday, February 17th. Registration at 11. The races start at noon. 100% payout. There's four. Could possibly. I'm sorry. There's four. There's four classes. There's many ways in a toilet seat race that you could divide up things into four classes. I'm just saying.
That's true.
There's many ways that you could divide the classes up. But they've decided to go with Open, Powder Puff, Juniors, and Toddlers.
What is the Powder Puff? I want to know.
See, if I would have done toilet races, it would have been divided up into four categories that would have been small, medium, large, and XL and above. That would have been my four classes.
I mean, sounds about pretty fair.
And the small would have went first, because obviously there could have been issues if we do it the reverse way. So there's four classes. There's Open, there's Talcum Powder Puff, There's juniors and there's toddlers. $10. Oh, don't be offended by this, people. Come on. You're the ones who started these things.
To have toilet, some fun with it.
So it's a $10 entry fee. The kids race is free to enter.
Those kids again.
What if 3 busloads of 5-year-olds show up without toilet seats?
You're going to have a problem because you just unleashed 3 busloads of 5-year-olds with the snow. If there's any snow left.
They're going to go to, when is the Fifield? Well, it's the weekend before. So see, they're free. They're free that weekend. There's a soup chili cook-off as a part of this. There's a meat raffle, 50-50 raffle. You can enter for a chance to win a new TV. There's a huge bucket raffle. Enter for a chance to win a trip to Vegas. Trip to Vegas, that's pretty cool. There's beer and there's brats. If you have a toilet seat race, you don't even have to tell us there's beer. I mean, there better be.
If there isn't, I'm going to be really concerned for our futures.
Yeah. Any questions? We're kidding, but this is a good fundraiser for the Snow Bears.
Absolutely.
And the Glidden Fire Department. Any questions, give Jeff a call, 264-6242, or give Bob a call at 608-852-7436. And that is February 17th. Even if you don't enter, it is definitely some good viewing out there at the toilet seat races at the town of Jacobs Town Hall. 4 categories. There's other ways we could go with that, too, but I'm just going to leave that.
Yeah, let's be radio friendly.
Yes. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
All right, we have found the information amidst our extravagant filing system here on Reality Radio.
Extremely.
Dinner Dumpling Pork Crowd is happening this Saturday. The Knights of Columbus. They've been doing this for many, many years. Ron Stieber and a whole bunch of guys and gals make this happen with the Father Otto Weber Council 2639. So it's Saturday, 3:30 to 6 at the St. Anthony's Padua Center. Adults 13, children 7, preschool. And carry here we go again. Carryouts are available. Call the day of for carryout, 661-1156. Now, Ron Stieber was nice enough to drop off a couple of free tickets for this. So we have a ticket that is good for one adult and then another one good for one student. The first person, you can have both if you want, or if you want one, that's fine. But Brianna's on the phone. We're waiting for your call at 715-762-3221. If you'd like one or both, they would love to have you to check that out. This coming Saturday, dinner, dumpling, pork, kraut dinner. And they always sell out of this. They always sell out. So if you're going,
go early.
Yeah, don't show up at 5 to 6.
No, because I can guarantee you're going to have nothing left but, like, maybe the sauce.
It'll be scraping the bottom. It'll be warm because it'll be at the bottom, but they do sell out of that. They always, every year, they up it just a little bit what they make, and they continue to just sell it out.
Which implies that is good stuff.
Yeah, so it's Saturday at St. Anthony's Padua Center. You know the Knights of Columbus take all that money they raise, all the volunteers, they put it right back into the community. So if you want those, I don't know if we got a winner yet, maybe, 715-762-3221.
And be wary of the convoy of 5-year-olds that are on their way now that they heard it's free for preschoolers.
Yeah, preschool. See, they're a little bit less descriptive on this one. They don't give a specific age.
No, they don't.
So the 5-year-olds may show up and then be screened and say, are you in school? Yes. Well, you're not a preschool then. Yeah. You are an in school. That could be rough.
That's going to be trouble if you reject them.
Could be trouble. Because they're going to the toilet seat races the next week. The Bryce County Highway Department has let us know that I'm assuming due to the warm conditions that they are putting in emergency spring weight limitations starting on Friday at right after lunch at 12:01 p.m. So they're going to put these restrictions in place and it will be reassessed daily. So if that affects you, loggers, whoever, if it affects you, be sure you are informed on what's going on. The Price County Highway Department can answer any questions you may have on that for the weight limit restrictions. I don't